You are listening to WWBC Coco and Red Island, W234 BI Coco and Vieira, W264 AS Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Without love. With our love, there's no need to prophesy. With our love, there would be no blue skies. With our love, we're all just wasting time. Love's the key to eternal life. Love is the greatest gift that God has given.
With all nature. And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.
We win. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith, for you in your radio this morning. Feeling pretty good one more day. Breathing and above the ground. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You've given us this day as well as our daily bread. And you've forgiven us our trespasses as we've forgiven those who has trespassed against us. You've led us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, forever. Amen. Amen. And amen. That's Arthur T. Jones this morning, taking you to higher ground this morning. 922 on the wall. Let's go.
I got faith that moves mountains. I've got faith to help me to succeed. There's no secret what God can do. He's done for others, he'll do for you too. I got faith.
Faith that moves mountains.
I got faith.
Faith to help me to succeed.
When I'm down and out, can't see my way. Fall down on my knees and pray. I declare
today,
oh,
all you need is faith.
Faith is the substance. It is the evidence of things not seen. If you got a need,
he will supply it.
You got the faith,
he will supply it.
I declare
today, all you need is faith.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Lights go out, crowd gets thin. Friends all gone, he steps in.
I declare today, all you need is faith.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, as the faith, all the faith. It begins by saying faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It goes on to say that by faith, Enoch, by faith, Noah, by faith, Abraham. And you know what that says to you and I? That we have no business throwing in the towel. If we put our trust in God, there is no obstacle that we can't overcome. So our message to you today, don't give up, my brother.
You can make it.
Hey, don't give up, my sister. You can. Stretch out on your feet.
You can make it.
Stretch out on your feet.
You can make it.
All you got to do. The word of God says,
if you
have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, you can. You can cross any river.
You can make it.
With just a little bit of faith.
All you need is faith.
You can climb any mountain.
All you need is faith.
Just ask Abraham.
You can make it.
Ask Isaac.
All you need is faith.
Sounds like Hebrews 11 to me. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Charles of Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. 25, 26, or 27 minutes on the down of 9 this morning.
Minister had just completed a revival one night in a Midwestern town, and as he decided to board the train that night, he took a seat beside of a young man. While sitting there, he found that The young man was crying. And he turned to this young fellow and he said, young man, said, I'm a minister. I'm a man of God. And maybe I can say something to help you and encourage you. The young fellow turned and looked at the old preacher and said, preacher, I've been roaming this countryside for over 2 years now. I left home some 2 years ago. And while there, I gave my mother and father so many problems and so much trouble. I even had the nerve to strike my father with my fist. So my dad came to me and said, son, we've got to let you go while you're breaking your mother's heart. Preacher, here I am on this train. I wrote my mom a letter and I told her that I'd be on this train because, you see, preacher, 3 weeks ago I gave my heart to Jesus. And I told mom I'd be on this train. The old man of God looked at the young fellow and said, son, said, how do you know that everything is going to be all right when you get there? How do you know that you're going to be welcomed and you'll be able to get off the train? That young fellow turned and looked at the man of God and he said, preacher, said, all of my life we've lived in a little white house that sits right beside these old railroad tracks. And out back of our house, we have a big old apple tree. And I told my mom in the letter if it was all right for me to get off the train, to have dad to go out back and tie a big old white rag in the tree, and I could see it from the train, and I know whether or not I could get off or not. So, preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me that old rag is in the tree? I want to go home so bad, I don't know what to do. The old preacher took the arm of his sleeve and he wiped the window and he looked out. Then he turned and he looked at the young man and he said, son, son, well, you don't have anything to worry about. That old apple tree is in full bloom. Why, they've got white rags from one end of that tree to the other. And standing down up under that tree, I see a gray-headed old mom and dad. The big old white bed sheet, and they're just waving it, saying, come on home, son. Come on home. And you know, that's the way God is. God does not care what you've done. He does not care how long you've been in sin. You can always come home. For you see, man loves you because of, and God loves us in spite of.
No, you can't. You ought to
turn it loose.
Let it go.
Turn it
take you.
They'll take you to higher ground. I got faith that moves mountains. I got faith.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to just let you know about our sponsors. Yeah, Brother Freddie and the Red Wagon Barbecue. That's at 225 or 2525 North Courtney Parkway. Now that's in Merritt Island, Florida. That's in Merritt Island, Florida. That phone number is 321-872-5650. Yeah, Brother Freddie also accepted debit cards and credit cards.
We're brought to you in part by Freddie's Custom Auto Paint and Body Works. Freddie has the car that you may need. He can paint it the way that you want it. You can ride in and walk out. Freddie is open 5 days a week from 8 to 5. Freddie has got it together. For more information, contact Freddie at 453-636-6316. That's Freddie's Custom Paint and Body Works. We're also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Gardens, the place where quality and service is a must. They have burial plots, granite, memorials and benches, mausoleum, cremation. And he also have records available for you at no charge. You can contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-9050. Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners have several locations to serve you. They're located in Cocoa, Merritt Island, Rockledge, Fort St. John, Melbourne, Titusville. Well, Crest Cleaners is where quality and service still count. They do grout cleaning, laundry, alternations, draperies, suede and leather cleaning. They also will do their wedding gown for you. If you haven't got it done, just bring it in for the one-day service. It'll be ready for you at the end of the day. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We're also brought to you in part by the Stone Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Stone has two locations to serve you. 516 King Street, Cocoa, Florida. 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. For more information, contact Sister Jan Stone at 2344. We'll bring you back into Brother Charles Harris.
Let them have tell them when and forever you pray, oh.
Whenever you pray,
let them have it away, yes.
Revival on the morning's bench. I was filled with misery. The same God that touched my mother, he laid his hands on me. That's why I say something got a hold on me. I just can't explain it, but one day something got a hold on me. Something got a hold of me. I never shall forget it. One Tuesday night. They were singing, come ye that love the Lord. And I thought they were singing to me. Something hit me in the bone of my head. Well, down to my feet. I never shall forget it. One more. Something got a hold on me. Something got a hold of me. God in my hand. God in my feet. All I can tell you, you got a hold of me. Went to a meeting one night.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us want to know, what is the evidence that Jesus Christ is the mighty God? Jesus used Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, to make his claim as the Messiah. But because he only particularly fulfilled the prophecy in his first coming, he was only particularly recognized by his resurrection. Perfect life, sacrificial death, and mighty signs. And also by his resurrection. Perfect life. And many mighty signs he showed that we could trust him to return one day and to rule the world. Most of his own people rejected him. John wrote, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. That was in John 1:11. In many cases, however, he recognized as the long-awaited Messiah. Nicodemus, a rabbi of Israel, recognized him as the disciples recognized him. With Mary Magdalene,